Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guardians lost last night 7-2 to the LA Dodgers. Yamamoto was amazing. Shohei Ohtani, spectacular, as you heard. Guardians, not so much. But to talk about it, we welcome in Todd Derry, one half of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast on the free Odyssey app. He is en route to Ohio State, the Ohio State University. Congratulations on your child's success, Todd. That's a big moment.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
In all sincerity, that is a very big moment for you and your family. It's a school that I'm told is much harder to get into than it was many years ago. So it's a very good job by you and your children there.
Thank you. And he made it to the honors program as well.
Tone. Congratulations on all his future success.
You weren't in the honors program, Tone.
No,
you were not.
No, and he's gonna take care of me and his mother when we get old.
That's good.
He's my guy.
Are the Guardians gonna take care of us? This is a great tease. Or this is a great transition. Are the Guardians gonna take care of us for the rest of the year? Because I felt better after the Tigers series, and it's like, Lyman was like, "Why do you feel better? They're the same spot they were before." I go, they're still in the wild card. I know it's early, but yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better.
Kenny, I'm looking at the wild card standings too. Don't worry, I'm right there with you.
Good,
because when you're 5 games back of first place, that's what you got to be thinking about, right? I mean, the Tigers look. Let's be honest here. Last year we took the Tigers down. It was great, but they were the hot team that was up and coming. They had a better offseason. Their younger guys take this next step up, whereas the Guardians' offseason was kind of a zero. And Paul Sewald for $7 million, who's basically probably not going to pitch the rest of the year. Jacob Junis for $4.5 million, not all that impressive. Trading your 30 home run, 100 RBI guy, not that great. Bringing in 39-year-old Carlos Santana, not that great. That's what's going on here. So I'm okay with it. I am okay with looking at the standings and only going for the wild card right now. And you know what? That series in Detroit showed that, this team has huge guts, will take care of business when need to, but you just faced arguably the two best pitchers in baseball back to back. So I'm not going to get all that upset about losing those two games.
Okay, so I think you started to go through it, but I asked the question and already our station made a video of it, so it's getting some comments. The identity. We knew the identity of last year's team. Frankly, the Tito teams certainly forged an identity. This is year two of Vogt. Can you tell us right now what you think the identity of this Guardians team is, or do you think until they get their injured guys back, this is going to be tough to really clarify?
You know, that's a great question. You know, last year was guards ball and doing the little things. And you know, this year it just seems to be, okay, one day they get great starting pitching, and then the next day the starting pitching's bad, they get a little bit hitting. It doesn't seem like they had that identity. Last year also, it was that bullpen. You knew if you got to the sixth inning, the game was over. This year, you know, there was going to be a regression with the bullpen. Everyone knows that. There was no possible way you could repeat that type of success. I'm not quite sure what that identity is as of yet. And yes, we are 2 months into the season, and they're, you know, teetering over 500 a little bit. But to your point, they need these injured guys back, and I hate to say it, and I'm not an excuse maker. They are who they are. But you look at those two lineups last night and compare the two, it's not even the same sports. It's a joke. The Dodgers have first, second, and third batters in the lineup have all won MVPs. We had Bo Naylor hitting second.
Well, this is the Bo Naylor MVP conversation he's finally been involved in.
One and only time that'll ever happen, right?
Yes, yes. This is the one time we can reference that Bo Naylor was in the MVP conversation. That's incredible. I mean, it is a big disparity, obviously, between the two teams. And I think it was good. Look, they needed. We were really worried. We were talking towards right before that series started. Man, this thing could get away from them. They had lost, what, was it five in a row? And we're like, man, the way this is projecting with the series coming up. And then they do take the first three. It sucked that that last one was, you know, the beginning of the day. We didn't even have time to celebrate the fact that they had won the first three by the time Skubal had kind of dominated that outing.
Yeah, you know, you got to look at it in terms of series. I mean, I understand the momentum, but like if Skubal pitched game three and they won game four, yes, you'd be feeling good. It's like... Anthony, when we were growing up and we would win on Sunday and we'd be all excited to watch the sports.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday shows, Bob Stevens on Channel 5 because they won on Sunday, right? So, yeah, they lost that holiday, you know, basically the end of the weekend. But, taking those first three, though, I think the Tigers went into that series thinking, all right, we're going to go in and bury this team. And the Guardians came out and punched them in the mouth three straight games. And that just shows that is the identity of the Guards ball. Every time, that's the thing what I've seen this year. Every time I think this team is dead and buried, I don't understand what's going on. Then they go out and they win three in a row against, you know, arguably the best team, you know, one of the best three teams in baseball right now.
It's Todd Derry joining us, one half of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast. He and his brother Matt Derry at Derry Bros Cast on X, formerly known as Twitter, however you want to say it. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So at mid-season additions, are there going to be any already? Oh, you're already laughing because it's like, no, it's going to be David Fry. It's going to be Lane Thomas. That's what the mid-season additions are going to be already. You already know that, right?
Okay, so I heard you talking about this earlier, and you were spot on. When did you know? I mean, I know last year they made the Lane Thomas deal, but you're right about this is the year with the, you know, the TV revenue is down. They're going to look up and say, we signed Shane Bieber and John Means to be those guys in the rotation and your additions in late July, early August. We have Chase DeLauder, who will be on this team, I think, sooner rather than later.
I wanted to call him up by the end of the week just so we get a look at him before he gets hurt again. I'm not even trying to make a joke. It's just like, when's the next time it's going to happen?
Kenny, he might be here by the weekend. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I can't – that right field platoon, yikes. I mean, John Kenzie, Noel, and Nolan Jones, and both great dudes. But this is 2 months. I mean, it's been terrible. John Kenzie Noel, I actually am starting to feel sorry for. He should not be in the majors. He shouldn't. He has no confidence. It's the same thing you saw with Brian Rocchio. You can see the body language. They have totally lost the plate. They had the ability to send Rocchio down. I thought when Lane Thomas came back, they were going to send down Noel. But, you know, Will Brennan had the phantom forearm soreness which that's a new one. I was I saw the day before he threw a cannon from right field home, and then the next day he's on the forearm.
Well, that's what made the arm sore.
Yeah, that was the old NBA knee tendonitis. They would just say knee tendonitis if they wanted to hold you out.
Yeah, it's like Carlos Carrasco last year. He's on, and Eli Morgan. They were put on the IL like three times. You know, but in the meantime, that's going to be your additions. CJ Kafis, potentially. David Fry, obviously, will be here taking up some at-bats. And Chase DeLauder, and then John Means and Shane Bieber. And maybe Franco Alemán in the bullpen. And Andrew Walters, when he gets healthy, those are going to be your moves. They're not adding payroll. Because last year, when they added Lane, you looked up and you said, okay, this team could do damage in the playoffs. Do we look at this team as currently constituted as making a deep playoff run? You know there's no bigger Guardians fan than me. I don't see it.
All right. We're getting the cold, hard truth now from Todd Derry as he's making his way down to the campus of the Ohio State University. So, we had a big conversation about whether or not it was okay that some fans might have been excited to see one of the all-time great baseball players yesterday and then hit a home run. So a memory they're going to remember. Owen was talking about it with his kid, something that could forge, you know, all sorts of great memories. What is your take? Because you've seen, you're there regardless of whether the greats are coming in or not. So, you know, obviously it was a sellout yesterday. What do you think when it comes to watching greatness when it's in the form of an opposing player?
So, obviously, you know, when I was in my formative years and teens and 20s, Barry Bonds did not come to Jacobs Field. You know, obviously he was a National League player. Last night I took my son. I wanted to go see Ohtani. All right. I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning this morning to drive to Columbus because I could have gone last night. I wanted to see Ohtani, and so did my son. And when he hit that homer on the first pitch, we were just like, wow. And I turned to him and I said, we may be watching the greatest baseball player of all time, and we will always remember that he hit that leadoff home run in the game that we saw. I'm all for it. I mean, I didn't stand and clap. I was like, wow, that was amazing. But to Kenny's point, who said this earlier in the show, they had 9 more innings to get that run back, and it was cool. And like you said, Anthony, if they would have won the game last night, you know, 7-2, and Ohtani didn't do anything, maybe I would remember that. But I will always remember, and he will always remember, seeing Shohei Ohtani hit that leadoff homer. I thought it was great.
Todd, can't thank you enough for the time. Enjoy the day down at Ohio State. We'll talk to you again soon, friend.
Anything for you, boys. Thanks.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.